I think our teachers have to do a daily dance not to offend anyone on either side. And that just probably adds to the stress of being a classroom teacher in 2023. Honestly, most of what our teachers teach is set in the state standards. They have very little flexibility to what they want to do on their own compared to what teachers were able to do 20 or 30 years ago. I think there's probably cases where we get some minor social politics worked in. I mean, people are human. But for the most part, our teachers are trained to try to leave their personal feelings on political issues outside of the classroom. And so while we can continue to train and teach teachers and help them have cultural sensitivity one way or the other, I think ultimately we just have to continue to work on making sure that our teachers know what's appropriate to be done in the classroom. And then teachers and families need to have a good dialogue. I think during the pandemic, when parents weren't allowed in our buildings as much, we kind of lost some of that communication between families and teachers. And most teachers really welcome dialogue and communication. So if a family or parent has a concern about something that's being taught, they need to take it up with the teacher. And if that doesn't resolve the issue, maybe with the building principal. But ultimately, everybody wants to try to provide us a very unbiased, welcoming environment, not trying to indoctrinate students one way or the other. We're not here to promote values. We're trying to produce well-educated young people. So while there could be isolated problems here and there, ultimately people need to be able to communicate with one another and bring things to people's attention if there are any issues.